So I was just having a chat with an O-Net member, a close friend of mine that was at this house recently. He was just talking about a watch. And it's a take that I've never shared with you guys because I was always against watches. And I don't see the point in having multiple watches or a very expensive one. So I ended up getting myself the Breitling. I think it's Super Ocean. I never really look. I have to go to Madrid and get somebody to wind it up because my fingers are too big to pull the thing out. So it stops running all the time. So every time I'm in Madrid, I get a guy to wind it back up. So I don't really care about them too much. But I do like this. And we were talking about what was the point in getting them. Is it a good investment? And I was like, here's what nobody ever says about watches, okay? Is that it's 10 grand on your wrist. And look, I wouldn't go any higher than that. I think as soon as you go a little bit higher, you make yourself a security threat. Like if I was John Jones, I would probably wear a 20, 30 grand watch. But at my size and fight skill and the fact that I don't have security with me all the time, 10 grand. I think if a criminal looked at me and went, 10 grand, I'm probably going to get beaten up. That guy looks pretty tough. And even if he beats me, it's going to be a hell of a fight. So he's going to think, ah, fuck that. It's probably not worth prison time, 10 grand, get beaten up. Like it's risk and reward. And I think the risk of this isn't worth the reward that they're going to get. So, or the risk of this isn't worth that reward that they're going to get there. However, this is one thing nobody ever talks about with watches, is let's say you go somewhere and you get completely stranded. It can happen, okay? And you know when people say, and it was a nightmare because my phone ran out of battery, I didn't have my card, I didn't have any cash on me, I had no money, I was completely stranded in the middle of nowhere and I was fucked. Maybe you're in Tunisia, maybe you're in the hills of Pakistan. I don't know how you got there, maybe you went traveling, I don't know what happened. It's not true. You got 10 grand on your wrist. So what it is when you're carrying a watch on your wrist, you've got a mini bank account. That's what I love. You've got a mini bank account on your wrist all times. And you never know, it could save your life. It could save your life. You don't know what situation you're going to be in. You could think to yourself, okay, I need cash immediately. There's not a taxi driver in the world that would not take that watch to take you anywhere cross country. I mean, if I had to get somewhere quick, let's say I was in Scotland and I had to get down to London, and I just said, like, even a private jet, if you gave it to the pilot, they'd probably consider it, or at least the company would consider it. But if you were in a taxi and you just said, look, I need you to take me all the way down, a 5-hour drive, 6-hour drive, anybody's doing that. Anybody's doing that. And that's what I love, is just like whatever situation you're in, you know you've got 10 grand right here. It's about 9 to be fair, but you got that on your wrist anytime you want, and you can cash it in and you can use it. It's just a mini bank account. You're never without money. You're never without cash or card or phone's run out of battery. It's like you've always got something. Now, do you want to trade it for a coffee? No, but it could save your life. It's a mini bank account on your wrist.